Sergeant and Mrs. Smith, you're going to love this house.
Is that a tub in the kitchen?
There's no field manual for finding the right home. But when you do, USAA Homeowners Insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
And we are joined with Coach Evan Urbina, Air Force men. Big college match day battle against Army this coming Saturday. We are looking forward to it. How are you doing this morning, Coach Urbina?
I'm doing great, Mark. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, it's most certainly been a fun, very short season of college match day for us. A couple of blockbuster men and women matches combined going on at the same time, unique dynamic. I know we've had a nice chat with Coach Taylor. Tell me what it's going to be like to actually have a college match day with both men and women from the Air Force battling alongside one another.
Well, I think it's so special to have the men and women competing together. And I think that's why we've had such great crowds the last few years. We've gotten a lot of people from the local area, a lot of parents of players on the teams, and then a lot of our alumni from both teams coming out and supporting. And it's really special when, you know, the doubles point, you're playing side by side, three women, three men. And then, you know, the last couple of years when one team is finished, there's been a couple moments where the other team can cheer. Let's say the women finish first, the women have cheered for the men, and vice versa. So that's really unique and really special and something that I hope college tennis can do more and more.
Yeah, no doubt. I can remember a few years ago where just in the NCAA team tournament, when Texas's women's team won, the men's team lost. But I feel like the men's team on the side were instrumental, and particularly with Peyton Stearns' match at number one, pulling her through. I mean, these guys are going nuts on the side, and it's just unique because most of the time you're away at home, and so you're not in the same place at the same time to share in a tennis experience. So most certainly it's great that this wonderful facility at Lake Nona has 12 courts and the opportunity to showcase this, but more importantly, that schedule-wise it could work. So you were an assistant for quite some time, and now you get to take the reins and put your stamp on the program. So after, you know, maybe 9 years as an assistant and now in your first year as a head, tell me a little bit about your philosophy and what stamp you're putting on the program at Air Force.
Well, Coach Oosterhaus was the most incredible boss, and he taught me so much about running a program, and he also gave me more and more responsibility as the years went on. So there really wasn't an area of the program that I didn't feel like we communicated about. And so this year has been, you know, just an incredible start. I've been so thrilled and grateful. And there's been a lot of learning lessons for myself, but I don't feel like there was massive changes that I needed to make. I felt like I was continuing on a legacy that Coach O and I had built together. So I'm really proud of that. Our team, we want to be focused on team first, you know, putting the guys first and making sure that we're unselfish in how we approach practice, let's say. And we want to be disciplined. We want to be taking care of the things we need to handle every day, you know, making sure we're responsible and professional. We want to be consistent every single day, making sure that, you know, we're coming out and we're pushing the limits on what we can do to improve. And then we want to believe that this program can do great things and keep pushing to new heights. So those are kind of the four things we talk about. But those are a lot of things that we talked about before as well. And I think this year is just continuing to learn about the players and what makes them tick and what motivates them. And that's been a big focus of mine. And that's sort of the same thing I do every year.
Outstanding. Well, thanks for sharing that. So it seems like it is a younger team. Looks like there's more underclassmen than upperclassmen in the starting lineup from taking a peek. Also, 10 different states. Guys not one guy from the same state. So I'm a junior guy, obviously, a lot of times, and I'm out at all the big tournaments, at the clays and at the hard courts and these kinds of things. Is a school like Air Force, do you go shake the bushes down at sectional tournaments and at national tournaments, or is it a different type of recruiting because people have to be qualified or be focused or want that type of experience in life? Are you sitting back and people are coming to you and then you're vetting them after the fact, or are you shaking the bushes because of the dynamics of what it takes to be at a school like Air Force and the expectations? Explain how the recruiting goes for a school like Air Force.
Yeah, Air Force and service academies just in general are so unique that I think you're looking for a really specific type of person, and also a person that wants to be here, you know, someone that's interested. And so you talked about where all of our guys are from. We're recruiting the whole nation, you know, because it's not necessarily like we can get a pipeline from somewhere or something like that, because it's so unique and people are so different. And so we're really trying to find out answers to questions like, you know, how challenging do you want your college experience to be? You know, when you think about the military, you know, is that a positive thing that you think about, or you know, how much do you know? I think a large part of my job as a coach, a recruiting coach, is to educate people that, you know, I certainly know I didn't know much about the military when I was coming out of high school. So I'm trying to give people opportunities that they may never have even thought about. And so, yeah, I think our team, you know, they've bought in, they know what the deal is here. You know, if you come to a service academy, you're going to be working hard on the tennis court. You're going to be working hard academically, just like you would at other schools. But then there's a military element. You know, our guys do incredible things, mostly over the summers, but they wear a uniform to class. And then over the summer, they could be a cadre in basic training where they're teaching incoming freshmen how to march, or different military sayings or poems, stuff like that. And so you're kind of teaching the next class as an upperclassman. So yeah, it's a really special, unique environment. And I think that requires us to be really, you know, we've got to ask them a lot of questions. So we've got to get to know them really well before we bring them out here.
Yeah. Well, appreciate that. Well said. I wonder, from your personal experience as, you know, a good junior player, obviously coming through, and then nationally ranked collegiate player, little volunteer time over in, you know, Seminole land with Dwayne, with some strong teams. What is the tennis product, or the type of style, or, you know, what's that particular tennis look for Air Force based on your background? What are you coaching in the privates and trying to suggest for the players? What are we going to be looking for from the Air Force men out there on Saturday?
Well, mostly it's how we compete. I want our guys to just be really tenacious in how they attack each point. And I don't know that there's necessarily a style that I coach. I think what I'm trying to do most of the time is talk to our players about their identity. And I might, you know, ask them, how are you most consistently winning points? Okay, how can we refine that? How can we make that better? So it's very individual based, but there are things that I believe that, you know, every tennis player should be able to do. I think first serves are extremely important in college tennis. I think the type of point that you could play, if you're missing first serves, it's dramatically different. You know, a second serve, the stats are you're winning about half those points, maybe. You know, the return game has gotten so good now. So I think first serves are crucial. I think a transition game is important. If the ball is left in the middle of the court, can you put it away, or can you put your opponent on defense? That's always something I'm looking for. I really, you know, I like when players are well-rounded and they have kind of all the shots and that sort of thing. But for each player, they're different. And each player, I try to give them a progression, something that they're working towards. So Some players are further along in their development and their progression. And, you know, sometimes it's different for each player, but I think some of those basic things we try to teach everyone. Hopefully that helps.
Yeah, most certainly. So in the early part of the season, now you've been playing a bunch of out of conference, you know, type of matches, 2-3 on the season, tough one with Idaho State. Tell me a little bit about how the team has been doing. It seems that you've played a fairly similar lineup as a couple of guys that have gone in and out. I'm not sure if that's injuries or you just trying to move the chess pieces around. Where do you feel you are right now at this point going into the weekend with you know, the lineup and what guys you want to be slotting in the major positions?
Well, just overall, I feel very confident in our lineup. And one of the strengths of our team is our depth. And so I do feel like, you know, there's several guys that are fighting for a few spots, you know. And I think that's one of the challenging things of college tennis. We've got a team of 10, and I know that I have 10 great players, and there's a lot of parity on my team. And, you know, sometimes someone gets the call and another guy doesn't, and that can be hard, but that's part of it. And what we're trying to do at the end of the day is put the best lineup out for the team to win. And yeah, I will just say, I just feel confident in everyone. So if the time comes, if someone gets hurt and another player needs to step up, I feel like those guys are going to be ready. And we talk about that in practice. Some of my guys who haven't been in the lineup as consistently this year, they've been out on the practice court the most. So that's something you want as a coach, and I want to give guys opportunities.
So because you've been an assistant for 9 years, right, you have been part of these battles with Army and this Silver Star type of thing, you know, that goes on uniforms. I'm hearing about these traditions, which are really unique, and I like them. So tell me a little bit about what it feels like. Is it a different atmosphere when you're playing the other service academies? Is that even more of a heightened? Is that an Ohio State, Michigan feeling when you're playing Navy and Army? You know what I'm saying? Relative to the other matches, does it have that extra cachet? Just what's it like, and what's that feeling going to be like for you as a head coach the first time, you know, taking these guys on this coming weekend?
Yeah. Oh, it's huge. I think it's because the rivalry is we're operating under the same recruiting rules, basically. And we're, you know, it's like very equal. And so I think that makes it so special. You know, it's not like one school has so much more advantage. We're so equal. And so I think that's where it comes down to, like, the mental side of the game and just continuing to push and improve and work. And so I'm extremely excited for this matchup. You know, I think it's so amazing that you've got this two teams of all Americans competing against each other. And the last, you know, 9 years since I've been an assistant and we've had these matchups, they've all been incredible. And they've, you know, we love competing against this team, and we're super grateful for the opportunity. And we're relentlessly pursuing playing our best tennis. You know, that's important for our team. So I would say we feel so grateful to be at the USTA National Campus competing on the largest stage. You know, this is where they played NCAAs last year, and we're excited to get after it.
Yeah. So is there any particular parts of the match where you think you might be favored, or key areas that might be the swing points in terms of trying to find four matches against these guys?
Yeah, I mean, we always want to win the doubles point. I mean, the doubles point just sets you up. I think that going into singles up 1-0, that's very important for us. We, you know, we want to make sure we're doing everything we can to keep the momentum and to take care of what we need to take care of. A lot of times that's your serve and making sure that you're in the right mindset and that you're being confident in your own game. Just as far as singles position goes, I don't think that there's any specific matchup that we're like, we have to win this matchup, or this is going to be a tough matchup, or, you know, I like to tell our guys, let's focus on each and every point. Okay. Let's break it down that small. And when we do that, I think we're going to be liking where we are. You know, I think if you start thinking about winning and losing, that's where, you know, your mindset, it's not in the right place. And so you really have to force yourself to be disciplined in that way when you're on the court, especially on a stage like this. You know, there's a lot of people watching, there's a lot of pressure, there's nerves that come in, and, you know, there's all these things that could be distracting your focus, but we've got to make sure that we're staying focused on what we need to do on this particular point to play our best tennis.
Outstanding. Well, I say two things about this. Number one, as a coach that's been developing for many, many years, young American players, the idea that there's a college duel that's all American players on the court, I love that. I'm very excited, obviously, for that. That's a very special type of thing. Obviously, international players have been outstanding and made college tennis much more well-rounded. But I do have that soft spot to care about that American junior and that player having those opportunities. So I really think that it is a special opportunity this Saturday night, and I will have a great time calling it. And definitely at the national campus, there's a lot of things that it could be hot. There could be windy. There might be some Mother Nature, you know, challenges, you know, coming on this. Anything's possible, right? And so most certainly how your team, you know, rolls with those punches is going to make a difference. But I really appreciate you taking the time and letting us know a little bit about Air Force men's tennis and giving us that preview of what to look for. And I just can't wait for Saturday, and obviously wish you all the best and good luck against Army.
Thank you so much, Mark. I really appreciate your time. And yeah, I just totally agree. I think the players are so special. The players are so special from both sides, really incredible young men and women. And I'm excited to be on the court competing. And I'm thrilled for this opportunity. So thank you again so much.
Yep.